After spending many hours on the road, many locals in Houston are deciding to turn around and head back to town to try to refuel. That is easier said than done, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports from this last chance gas station in the city of Houston.
Early this morning, just past midnight, about 50 cars are still lined up outside a mobile station just off Highway I-10 on Uvalde Street. It's a full 36 hours before the hurricane is expected to be at its most intense. The people online are not last-minute evacuees. They've spent a long time on the road. They're people like Aileen Robillet.
It took us 7 hours to get 17 miles.
Ricky Ledays spent even longer.
I went 60 miles for 12 hours.
And Alonda Bellario left almost a day ago, only to retreat.
19 hours on I-10, and then we had to turn around because it was just jam-packed. We couldn't get anywhere. We couldn't get a room to stay over there. And my car ran out of gas already. I mean, it's still running with the Holy Spirit, I guess, because really it's on red.
Louis Durdan faults city government for forcing a mandatory evacuation that took people through a highly populated city where hundreds of thousands were already heeding a voluntary evacuation.
They did not plan this out right. They tell everybody in Houston that they can leave if they want to, but these people south of here have to leave. Somebody wasn't using their head, you know. I'm just a working man, but I'm smart enough to know that, you know, if you tell other people, come on and get out, let's don't stick 10,000 vehicles on the highway to block them.
What none of these people who have been online for an hour to an hour and a half know is that the station closes at midnight. That's about 15 minutes ago. The one man working here, Maksud Awan, is alone and getting flustered.
What is around the people don't have the gas. I have a gas, so I want to take care of the people. And people won't jump on the line, jump on the everything. Very bad. They jump on the line, they don't want to wait. They make me hard time.
Having worked for 18 hours straight, Awan is desperate for rest.
No, I don't go home. I sleep inside the store.
He locks the door. A crowd gathers and tries to beg their way in.
Are you our guest?
I'm very sorry, my friend.
Cab driver Dan Weiler tries to guilt Awan with a phrase he can't possibly realize the irony of.
How can you sleep at night?
Locked out, Weiler can't understand how Awan can leave him in the lurch. Locked in, Awan can't begin to explain to Weiler that he's at his wit's end.
I have a 6:30 in the morning to know. I am not an animal.
Why can't you make an exception? Everybody's out of here.
What I do? This is not my problem. This is not my fault.
Then Awan sighs, takes out his keys, and unlocks the door. Once inside, Weiler explains his desperation.
This is it. This is the last station that's open. This is the only station. I called 911, and they said there was nobody open.
Outside, the line budges a little. A couple sells a $120 digital camera for $20 because the station is not taking credit cards, and they have no cash. The ATMs are all out. Soon the police arrive, and with their protection, Awan can actually close. The couple who made $20 from the camera sale hasn't gotten to the pump yet. They pull into the lot, resigned to sleep there until the station opens in 6 hours. Inside, Awan sits down to a microwave meal. His shelves are almost completely bare, mostly dishwashing detergent and a few cans of dog food are left. In 5 hours, he'll wake up again, knowing, like everyone else here, he doesn't have much left in the tank. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Houston.
An update now on Hurricane Rita as it continues to move toward the Texas-Louisiana coast. The storm is still a Category 4 with winds above 135 miles an hour. A hurricane warning remains in effect from Port O'Connor, Texas, to Morgan City, Louisiana. The New Orleans area is under a tropical storm warning, and television pictures are showing water overtopping levees near the city's Ninth Ward. In Texas, Governor Rick Perry says that 2.7 million people moved inland within 48 hours in response to the evacuation orders.